Thank you for calling customer service, Bernard. Just speaking, how may I help you?
Yes, I got a quick question. Y'all have charged my card, and I didn't authorize a charge to my card.
Okay, what's your zip code, sir?
75601.
Hold on. 75601.
Uh-huh.
And what is your name?
Charles Kane.
Okay, Mr. Kane, verify your address for me, please.
75601.
Your address?
416 Hillmont Avenue.
Yes, sir. I've located your transactions here. So on 11/20 is what started this process. You agreed to pay the shipping and handling of $7.45 to receive a Wi-Fi booster. So that was shipped out on November 22nd, okay? So what happens with the gadgets, you have, so then it was, but it was declined. You had a couple of days to cancel in order for them not to enroll you in the gadget club, okay? Well, on January 11th, it was approved because on January 10th, it did not get approved. So your card, that is. So the club fee of $49.97, which it does state in your terms and conditions that if you don't call in a couple of days in the 48-hour time frame, they will automatically enroll you in the gadget club. So for February, you just missed it in January, apparently. So in February, they charged you again for the Gadget Club for the $56.95. So you are a member of the Consumer Gadget Club, where they sent you $125 each time that you paid for membership to spend at the Gadget Club. Now, in your terms and conditions, before you put in your account number, it states to you that, yes, you did pay $7.45 for the shipping and handling. You agreed to that, the shipping and handling, to send out the Wi-Fi booster. But it also states in the terms and conditions that if you do not call and cancel in 48 hours, it automatically enrolls you into the Gadget Club. So that's what took place with you.
Okay, so how can I get out of it?
Yes, sir. So what I can do, let's see here. Now, what I can do is, so you don't want to continue being a member of the Gadget Club, is that what it is?
No, ma'am. No. I see it when I saw it, I got it, and then next you know it shows up at my house, and I never did get no other thing about it.
Okay. Well, the Wi-Fi booster is yours to keep. That was complimentary gifts for you. That's why you only pay shipping and handling to receive the Wi-Fi booster. But in the end result was for you to become a member of the Gadget Club, which they gave you an option to not be a member or to be a member, which is listed in the terms and conditions. And if you didn't cancel, they automatically enroll you in the Gadget Club. So that's what happened.
Okay.
So what I can do for you, I can give you 35% off of that last charge that you have if you want to stay with the Gadget Club.
No, uh-uh.
Okay. Well, 50% help even better, so you can at least see what the products are or what you can purchase out of the Gadget Club? No?
No. No.
Okay, hold on, please, okay?
Okay.
Let's see here. So on the last charge, that would be on 2/11, so you won't receive any more after this, okay?
Okay.
So March 3rd, you won't be charged again. So I'm going forward. Now, hold on one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, sir, we're checking with supervisory. I can offer a one-time courtesy of 75% off refund if you want to stay with the Gadget Club.
No.
Okay.
Just want to get out of it totally.
Just want to get out of it totally. So, yes, sir. Hold on. Yes, something to write with. I'm going to give you a confirmation number here in a minute. So get something to write that down while I get this canceled for you, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, sir, hold on, please. Okay, sir, your order has been canceled. Here's your confirmation number, okay? It's C as in Charlie, 258-9955.
Okay. 99, I didn't get the last two.
55. Hold on, let me read it back.
55? Okay.
Yes. So that's C as in Charlie, 258-9559-955.
Okay, got it.
So going forward, there are no more charges. The Wi-Fi booster, of course, is yours to keep, and there's no additional charges from going forward, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Thanks for calling Customer Support.
Mm-hmm.